If you're selling a house in Central Ohio, you probably know it's a good time to put your home on the market. But the seller's market is bad for buyers, and it's expected to remain tight because of low inventories. Home builders are meeting this week to discuss the need for more housing. Here to talk with me about how to meet that increased demand is John Melchi. He's Executive Director of the Building Industry Association of Central Ohio. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
How big is the housing shortfall facing the Columbus metropolitan area, which you're including as 10 counties?
Currently, we're building approximately 8,000 housing units per year. And to meet current and projected demand, we need to build 14,000 units per year. So we have a 6,000 housing unit shortfall in Central Ohio.
What's been the problem then in building more homes?
The biggest challenge is local regulations, which include density, inspection fees, and water tap fees, which are among the highest in the United States.
Why do you think that is?
A lot of this has come from communities that have not yet had the growth that is coming to them, and they have not adapted their policies to embrace this.
How much of this problem is linked to the price of new housing? Most people, you know, it's so unaffordable to build a new home.
There's a general lack of understanding of the cost of regulations and the total cost of building a house, and it can be upwards of 60% of the cost of a new housing unit.
It can obviously vary depending on a lot of things, but what's the minimum price for a new home with, say, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, which is the typical size, maybe 1,500 square feet?
Obviously, this varies from where you decide to build, but typical housing cost would be somewhere between the mid to uppers 200,000s to the low 300,000s.
Are builders also addressing lower middle class housing needs?
Our builders are trying to address that need. The challenge becomes at what cost you can actually build a home. And right now, it is very difficult to build and sell a home at what some would call an affordable price.
We've heard urban planners and environmentalists say we need to build up, not out, meaning more apartments and condos and fewer single-family homes. Is that something most builders embrace?
This is absolutely a trend that builders have embraced and would like to embrace more. It becomes a challenge to communicate to neighbors and policymakers that vertical is not a bad thing.
So what are you seeing out there right now? I mean, are there battles between the builders saying, hey, we can do a 10-unit apartment complex here versus 2 homes, single family?
What we're seeing is whether you're a multifamily builder or a single family builder, in most communities we go in, there's always a push and give and take on how many units can go up. And in order for us to meet the demand out there, we have to have some more flexibility from local governments.
So what then can local officials do to help with expanding housing?
They can work with the building community to understand that smart growth and densities are good things for their community, that onerous regulations often serve as a detriment to that smart growth, and at the end of the day, add very little value to the home built buyer.
Is part of the solution also training more skilled workers for construction jobs?
We absolutely must address the worker shortage that we have in the construction trades. This is driving up the cost of homes, and it's a significant challenge across the country and here in Central Ohio.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with John Melchi, Executive Director with the Building Industry Association of Central Ohio, about the need for more home building to keep up with growing demand here in Ohio. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.